With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It's a sensational idea, an oversized book of photographs showing the people, places, and things in the state of Israel on a single day, May 10th, 1984. The man behind the book is Israeli writer and journalist Amos Ilan.
60 of the very best Israeli photographers fanned out in the country from the north to the south. Some of them were with the army and the other ones went to kibbutzim and the others stayed in the large cities.
The result is a book called The Israelis, Photographs of a Day in May. Amos Ilan says the photographers were not told what to shoot, but were made to know that the emphasis was to be on people.
They did not get specific assignments. They could do what they wanted. Each had 24 hours.
At the end of that 24-hour period, Amos Ilan was presented with some 50,000 photographs.
From which we selected the 300-odd pictures in this book.
There are pictures of young athletes, kids on a beach, couples on their way to work, soldiers on patrol, and everywhere, Israelis carrying guns.
The rifle in Israel is almost a personal piece of equipment, like a watch or sunglasses. It's that kind of a country, unfortunately.
The guns, of course, make it clear that the ordinary appearing Israelis do not live in an ordinary part of the world. Still,
when I look at the pictures, the consequence is that I sometimes have the feeling that this is a kind of an intimate family album.
Amos Ilan, whose dramatic book, The Israelis, Photographs of a Day in May, was published by Harry Abrams in New York and Keter Publishing in Jerusalem. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.